Yeah, so we're starting a new series. I hope we all enjoyed our study on the book of Mark. And we're starting something new today. And a series on giving. So today we're going to start with giving us worship. And, okay, before we start, let's pray. Lord, we want to thank you for today. Thank you for bringing us once more to your presence. Lord, we just want to ask that as we read, as we study your word, as we look into that which you have in store for us, Holy Spirit, we ask you to come and be with us, speak to us. Speak to our hearts, saturate this atmosphere, and give each and every one of us something to leave this place with today, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. So we're starting our studies, giving, and we're looking at giving as worship. And our anchor text for today, we're going to be looking at the story of Cain and Abel, which I know most of us are familiar with, at least a lot of people are familiar with Cain and Abel. So our anchor scripture for today is taken from the book of Genesis, chapter 4, from verse 1 to 7. If you would like to open your Bibles with me, as we read the book of Genesis, chapter 4, from verse 1 to 7. Your Bible's there in case we need a copy. Yeah, and it reads, Adam made love to his wife Eve, and she became pregnant and gave birth to Cain. She said, "With the help of the Lord, I have brought forth a man." Later, she gave birth to his brother, Abel. Now, Abel kept flocks, and Cain walked the soil. In the course of time, Cain brought some of the fruits of the soil as an offering to the Lord. But Abel also brought an offering, fat portions from some of the firstborn of his flock. The Lord looked with favor on Abel and his offering, but on Cain and his offering, he did not look with favor. So Cain was very angry, and his face was downcast. Then the Lord said to Cain, "Why are you angry? Why is your face downcast? If you do what is right, will you not be accepted? But if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but you must rule over it." Praise God. So, this is a story that, of course, as a Sunday school student, you know, I'd heard the story of Cain and Abel, and it's always, why? Eventually, we all know that Abel killed Cain, and Cain killed Abel. Mixed up. And yeah, so we're going to see how their giving to God was an act of worship, you know. And one thing that I saw as I read this text is the fact that, you know, God started, you know, Cain and Abel were actually the children of they were twins from our first parents, Adam and Eve, you know. And the first thing I saw was that God chose the first children to teach us about giving, to teach us about the act of giving, you know. And I just saw that it just shows that, of course, it's a very important thing to him. It shows how important, you know, giving is to God. God used the first children to teach us about giving, to show us how important it is. Nothing was said, and you know, when we read the beginning of this verse, nothing really was said about their childhood, how they grew up, how this they did that. What was just said was that Eve gave birth to these boys, and the next thing we heard was what they were doing. That means they had now grown to become adults and had begun to walk, you know, and that was it. Cain and Abel presented an offering to the Lord. The Bible tells us in the book, in verse 3, that they both presented an offering to the Lord. Before that, it says one took to tilling the soil while the other took to shepherding. He raised flocks and all that. So it says Cain gave his fruit. So they both came with their fruits. That's what the Bible says. It says they both came with their fruits. Cain gave his fruits while Abel brought his own fruits, you know. But one thing we should note, you know, as the Bible talks about the fruits they gave, they both gave their fruits. While one, Cain gave, he just took fruits from his crops and gave it as an offering to God. Abel, on the other hand, he didn't just take fruits, you know, from his crop. The Bible tells us that he took the fattest of his fruits and he also gave the best, you know. So he looked at what he had and he probably felt, no, I can't just give God anything. I must give him the best, you know. And he offered to God. His offering was the best. So while Abel gave his best, Cain gave, he did not look, he just felt, let me just give something, you know, and he gave. And the Bible tells us that the Lord looked with favor on Abel and his offering, you know. And I tried to look at other portions of the Bible to see what the Bible meant by the Lord looked with favor, you know, and I saw other translations use words like the Lord respected his offering, the Lord had regard on his offering, the Lord accepted, the Lord liked his offering, you know. And the Bible also tells us that, but on Cain, he did not look with favor. That means he was obviously not happy, you know, with what Cain gave. And one of the things I saw was the fact that the source of the offering did not determine whether it was accepted or not. They both gave from different things. One gave crops, the other gave animals. So the source, where the offering came from, did not determine whether God will accept it or not, you know. And the difference was not also found in what was offered. So the source was not, it wasn't because one gave crops that he was accepted, and it wasn't because another gave animals that he was accepted or not. So the mere fact that we bring our offerings to God does not make, it's not what we bring to God that makes him accept us, you understand? It's not what we bring. It's not whether we give this amount, we give that amount, or we give this much, or we give all of ourselves that actually matters, yeah. So we're going to look and now see, so what really matters? So the issue was not just the items offered, but it was obviously the attitude, you know? God was looking at the attitude in which they gave. So to buttress this, I'd like us to open our Bibles to the book of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4. Hebrews 11. As I was reading, as I was studying for this message, you know, I read different commentaries of what people had said, you know, about this Bible, about this passage in the Bible. And I saw that a lot of people had come up, people were speculating, oh, why did God accept Cain's this? Why did he not accept Cain? Why did he accept Abel over Cain? And a lot of people said so many things, you know, but I want us to look at the Bible, you know. I now came to these two verses of the Bible. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4. It says, by faith, Abel brought God a better offering than Cain did. By faith, he was commended as righteous when God spoke well of his offering. And by faith, Abel also speaks, even though he is dead. Now, I don't know if we have read the book of Hebrews chapter 11, but Hebrews chapter 11 talks about faith. And in that passage of the Bible, we have a list of men and women who have gone past us, men of the Bible, you know, who the Lord commended for things they did. And we see that for this act Abel did, he made the list of those whom the Lord referred to. And if we see in this, at the end of this passage, it says, and by faith, Abel still speaks, even though he is dead. So the acts of Abel's giving, how he gave to God, it still speaks in our day today, even though it's something that has happened in the time past. But one thing I want us to see in this passage, in this verse, is the fact that the Bible says, by faith, Abel brought God a better offering than Cain. So we see that one of the reasons why Abel brought God a better offering than Cain was because he believed in God. He had faith, you know, in God. Of course, he had looked at the life of his parents. He knew, oh, this God is our source, he's our everything, you know, and he decided to imbibe that life. So the Bible says by faith, he brought an offering that was better. Another story I want us to look is in the book of Luke chapter 21, verse 1 to 4. And it says, as Jesus looked up, he saw the rich putting their gifts into the temple treasury. He also saw a poor widow putting two very small copper coins. Truly I tell you, he said, this poor widow has put in more than all the others. All these people gave their gifts out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in all she had to live on. Good. So the first one, we see someone who brought the best. Now, in this other place in the book of Luke, we're looking at a lady who gave out of what the little she had. The Bible says other people came and they gave big things, they gave big gifts. But God commended her because he saw her heart. He saw inside of her and he said she had given the best out of everyone. So here Jesus saw her generosity and he saw the sacrificial giving in her. So the first thing I want us to know, you know, as giving, as an act of worship, is that when we give to God, what is the disposition of our hearts? How do we feel? You know, that's what makes God respect what we have given. Is what makes God acknowledge what we have given. You know, it's not just to give. It's not to feel, oh, you must give, you must do this. I remember as a little child, they would tell us when you are giving your offering in church, don't allow your left hand. I don't know if it resonates with you, but when I was little, when you say, oh, when you're giving your offering, don't allow your left hand to see what your right hand is putting in the offering bag, you know. But those are just silly things that we men, you know, have come up with. What God actually sees is our hearts. What is our heart's disposition? What is God saying to you when you give? It's very important, you know. It's very important to search our hearts, to say, oh, okay, God, what do you want me to give? You know, I'm also someone too, that in the past, oh, I used to feel, oh, no, I have to give. It's a must. It has to be this way. It has to be that way, you know. I remember when I got married, initially to be a conversation with my husband. He said, no, you don't have to. You don't have to give this way. If we don't have, you don't have to stress yourself. Let's just give what we have, you know, understand. And then this scripture, I remember the day it was this scripture in the book of Luke, you know. My husband had said this severally, but I still used to feel, no, that was where, I was brought up and held, until I encountered this scripture in the book of Luke, and it said she gave out of the little she had, So the first thing is, what is our heart's disposition when we give? Yeah. So giving is a profound act of worship. It serves as a tangible expression of God's of love. It's a tangible way of we showing our love and our gratitude and our surrender to God. That's why our heart's disposition is very important. It is a spiritual sacrifice and an act of devotion that honors God. When we give, we honor God, And we often see it as a practical way to worship. Even in the old, when we read through the Bible, we've got so many instances of when people have given to God, when people have given this, they've given their time, they've given. So it's something, that as children of God, we must imbibe, I read a commentary about someone who said, our worship is not complete without giving, So when we worship God, when we come to his presence, we come to worship him, we must cultivate the habit of giving something to him. Even though in our days and times, we must be very careful, because a lot of people have taken advantage, of these things, and they have used it to misguide people. But when we give, our first priority is to search our hearts and say, God, what do you want me to do? What should I give at this time? What are you leading me to give to you? You understand? Like we see Abel did. Abel brought his best. He brought his he brought the best of his fruits, and he gave it to God. And then when we're also talking about giving, it may not just be resources. We could give to God so many things as an act of worship. We could give our time, we could give our talents, we could also give our resources. So when we come to talk about giving, it's not just, because I haven't put in some money, I haven't put in some that. We could also give our time, we could give ourselves, we could make ourselves available, to help people, to help maybe people we see that need. So that's it. Giving is also an expression of gratitude. It is a way to say thank you to God for his blessings, acknowledging that everything comes from him. From this story about Cain and Abel, we saw that Abel actually saw that, thank you, God. You've actually been the one that has helped me, in this walk of shepherding these flocks. I am bringing back my best. I'm bringing the first fruits. Some people will even talk about first fruits. Give the first of your offerings. Give the first of what you earn. But it all depends on you. It depends on what God says to you. We should not say, because we have learned about Cain and Abel, and we have seen today that Abel brought, then we now, I have to give, you understand? It must be led by the Spirit of God. It is what the Lord impresses in your heart, and what you are also capable. We don't see. It's very good to note that the Bible notes that they were both people who were doing something. So it's not as if they were picking from nothing, from what they did not have. They were digging from what they have, and they were giving unto God. So it's important to know that it has to be, from something we actually have, not from a place of not having anything. So it's a good way of showing gratitude to God. It's a good way of saying, Father, Lord, I am grateful. I'm grateful for this you've done for me. I'm grateful for the gift of life. I'm grateful for giving me life. I could volunteer to give myself, I could volunteer to do a certain thing, because I'm just grateful to God. Then giving is also a scriptural precedent. It's something we see in the scriptures, and I'm happy that this story, we're reading about, is the first instance in the Bible where it talks about giving. It is in the book of Genesis. And if we read through, there are several other stories. The one I just read in the book of Luke, is another great example of someone who gave. So we see from Cain and Abel to modern times, giving has always been a fundamental element of worship. It's often seen as a fragrant offering that pleases God. when we give, God is pleased with it. When we give wholeheartedly, when we give with a sincere heart, when we give genuinely from our hearts, God is pleased with it. And of course, we see this, you know, in the story we read. Then we could also give to support a ministry, you know, in the local church where we belong to. You know, we have the food bank, where there are so many areas we could give. We could give our time, we could give our resources. So giving also allows believers to participate in whatever mission activities, you know, the church or people or groups around them. And it gives us believers the opportunities, you know, to participate in it, such as aiding the poor, supporting the church work and all that. And you know, when we come together, you know, and we support all these things, there's just a joy that comes out of it, you know, and there's a blessing that follows it, you know. So that's just my admonition to myself this morning and to all of us, you know. The first thing is, when we give, like we've seen the story of Cain and Abel, what is our heart's disposition? How do we, I think that's the most important thing for me. Our heart disposition is what God really looks at, not what we're giving, not the amount we're giving, not how big or how well it is, not how beautifully wrapped the gift we're giving is. But what is the motive? Why am I giving that gift? Praise God. I want us to bow our heads and pray. And let's just talk to God. Let's ask for the help of the Holy Spirit. I don't know if I think the first thing is to ask God to help us. Lord, we just need your help. You know, for some of us, we probably may not have been giving because we feel, oh, I cannot give. How can I take from this little thing that I have and give? But we see a good example here. The Lord is saying, from the little you have. I'm not asking for big. I'm not asking for plenty. Just from that little, just make a commitment. Let's pray that the Lord will help us to give with a right attitude, with a right heart is the word actually. Father, we ask, help us to give with a right heart. We'll give our best, we'll give our time, we'll give our resources, we'll give our talents. We'll bring our worship to you in faith, believing that you will accept it from us. We'll not just do things nonchalantly, but we will do them. We saw that the Bible says Abel by faith. It was by faith because he believed that what he was doing was the right thing. Lord, we just ask that you will help us. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. Father, we just want to ask that as you have brought us this challenge on how to give, giving as a way of worship, Father, help us to begin to do as your heart desires. Help us to give the way you want us to give. Help us not to look at ourselves. Help us not to look at our times, but help us to do as the Spirit enables and leads us to do at every time and in every situation, Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen.